I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are very happy to welcome to our studios Brianne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners. Last time, the band was represented by just Brianne and the pedal steel player Johnny, but it's the whole darn band, I think, this time. Right, Brianne?
That's right. We got everybody in here today. Last time we were here, I thought we could totally fit four more people with large instruments, for sure.
No problem. Do you want to go around and introduce everybody quickly?
Absolutely. So we got Evan Tepler on lead guitar, Johnny Blaze Peterson on pedal steel, John Lamar on percussion with the cajon today, Kaylin Spencer on fiddle, myself on rhythm guitar, and Kyle Gondick Anderson on upright bass.
And Kyle, I think, is the newest member of the band. Is that right?
He is, yes.
Because he was not on the album, it doesn't look like, the EP that you just put out.
No.
Or that you are putting out tonight, I should say.
It releases today, yeah.
Yay! And Kaylin is fairly new. I don't think I've seen Kaylin on some other... Yeah.
New addition to the band.
All right. Well, you have a show tonight, an EP release for your Salt in the Snow album, which you released in recorded in Nashville, and you're playing tonight at Bent Paddle in Duluth. And what time does that start?
It starts at 6 o'clock. Steve Johnson from Sight Like December is going to open the show for us.
Wow. And he's a great singer-songwriter who does not make appearances very often.
No, so you do not want to miss this.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed his songwriting. Well, let's have you get started with a song. What do you want to play first?
We're going to kick it off with the title track, Salt in the Snow.
That is Salt in the Snow from Brianne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners, and that's from their new EP by the same name. And tell me about that song, Brianne. Where'd that come from?
I was writing all the songs in the dead of winter, knowing that we had a grant, we were going to get 12 hours in a studio, so I needed to crank out about 20 songs so we could pick the five best ones to take with us to Nashville. So I was just writing, and it's one of those songs where I do this very rarely. I don't know what it means. So I just started writing something that kind of felt good with the vibe of those chords together. I can't remember where I heard the phrase salt in the snow. Maybe Evan said it. And I said, salt in the snow. sugar in the water. And I just, everything just kind of rolled for mm-hmm. that one. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, it means whatever you want it to mean. Maybe aliens or somebody chasing you. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of fun too.
Yeah.
Your own interpretation. So you were writing, tell me about this grant and tell me about what it's like to write under deadline like that. Had you done that before?
I hadn't, no. I write all the time. I never stop writing. But we got an airline ticket for Nashville. Evan and I said, let's go. We talked with a friend who owns a studio. He said, yep, it'll only be, you know, this much for a day session. And then we approached the band. I wrote for an Arrowhead Regional Arts Council Quick Start grant. Said, I have this opportunity. They gave us the money to pay for the session. And everybody in the band jumped in, even Kaylin, who had just joined the band 2 months before Nashville, I want to say. And so we all just jumped down there. And but so I never stopped writing, but it was the pressure to write something that really clicked with everybody under such a short deadline. We have now what's called a not Nashville pile of songs that we'll revisit. Like that's going somewhere. That sounds pretty cool, but not for Nashville. Mm-hmm. We can't pull that one together, or we need more time with that one, or let's sit on that one for a while. So we have a whole pile of not Nashville songs.
Mm-hmm. So would you recommend that method of writing to people? Did you find something beneficial about it doing it?
Yeah, I think that when you're writing, if you feel stuck in any way, which a lot of creators do, you've got to push through. Even if it's junk or it's half a song or it's one line, write it. Just write it down, because it really gets those creative, that gets the creative momentum. Doesn't mean that everything's a winner, that you're going to be happy with what you're doing, but you will land on something that sounds exciting. And then, yeah, and you can always revisit the other stuff and completely flip it or, yeah.
And what was the studio that you worked in?
Welcome to 1979 with Chris Mara.
Okay.
And so some locals from here have been down there. Mary Boo went mm-hmm, down there and mm-hmm. recorded, I think, Majesty of Beasts.
Yeah.
That's what she did down there. Yep. Yeah. But Evan knew Chris from a long time ago when he worked with another band and when he was still in the Midwest. So knew him when he went down to Nashville to mm-hmm. buy the studio and make it what it is. But it was awesome.
Did you get to spend any time in Nashville doing anything while you were there?
We did. We probably should have flipped things around. We had a few days of fun before going into a 12-hour session. Nashville has a few bars and some great nightlife. So we also went to the Country Music Association Hall of Fame as a band the day before the studio. So mm-hmm. that was cool to walk through all the decades of country music and to see where the genre has gone. Mm-hmm. We're alternative country, but the cover songs we do are Dolly and Hank and Johnny and Loretta. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool to do that before going into the studio the next day.
And what is there anything memorable from any artifacts that are stand out for you?
There was a banjo made of some type of skin. Gopher hide, yes. So you remember it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John just said, it's gopher hide. He just knew.
The Webb Pierce car.
And the Webb Pierce car.
Yeah, there's some Elvis Presley cars too. Oh. And they had a whole Loretta exhibit special. So they had like a bunch of her dresses from album covers. And
oh, yeah. Nice.
Kaylin and I were drooling over all the sequins and frilly ruffles. Like, we got to up our wardrobe game, totally.
More sequins.
Yes, always more sequins.
Well, let's hear another tune, and then we'll come back and chat
we'll
a little bit more.
What do you want to do? A Mother's Prayer.
But you sow, take heed, slow down, watch out for that undertow. Run, run, run as fast as you can. Take a break when you need, but you're gonna run again. If I didn't tell you, thank you.
Brianne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners live from Studio A, and that was another one. Actually, the tune that opens your new EP, Salt in the Snow. Tell me about what inspired that one, Brianne.
Well, I have three kids, and we were talking about if I were to pass on that I want my body in ashes, and I want you to take my ashes and put them at different trails, and I kayak, put it on the water, just spread my ashes in all these special places. And they said, Mom, that's the creepiest morbid thing ever, and I'm not going to go out in the woods where there's bugs and it's gross out and it's dirty. So I thought, how can I leave this message in a beautiful way that if I were to pass, when I pass on, that they can listen to and it'll feel special. They're probably not going to go outside, though. Evan will spread the ashes, I think. They're not outdoorsy at all. But the song is for them.
Oh, that's really sweet. But yeah, because it was, you know, Mother's Prayer. I wasn't sure if, because you're a mom, but you're also a daughter. So I thought,
right.
You know, I didn't know which way that one went. Well, that's really lovely. I love that. So what was it like? Who did you work with down at the studio? Chris Marr. You already said that. And so tell me a little bit more about working with Chris and what was different about that. And
well, it was a different situation because we had 12 hours to record everything. There was no nitpicking, going back, well, we'll work on that later. It was really clear that I didn't want to come back and then re-record tons of pieces. I wanted it to be a snapshot of our time in Nashville. So that was unique, and that wasn't, you know, special to Chris or the studio, but just the situation that we were in.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had more time with Chris. He has such a depth of knowledge and years of experience. He's worked with some really cool artists. I was singing in the same room that Jason Isbell was in when he recorded, and so there was a lot we could have gotten from him if we had, you know, spent a week, you know, unlimited funds and hung out in Nashville for a week. Yeah, but it was really great working with him.
So was it a very live situation? Like were you all in the same room just kind of doing the songs and then
we could
different
see
takes
each other
or,
in mm-hmm. our different rooms? And we did three takes on each song were kept.
Mm-hmm.
We did several more. At the end we did gang vocals, and I don't know how clear I was with the band that was going to happen. I just kind of sprung it on them. in like the 10th hour of being there because you're going to cram into that room and I'll tell you what to say. So I was up in the control room with Chris and we were looking at the camera of them smushed into this vocal booth and they're bonking into each other's shoulders and like, where's Brianne? She should be here. Why are we doing this? It was purely for my entertainment, but the vocals came out on this. Johnny's laughing. No, but it turned out fine. Rich Mattson is the mixing master, and he was able to take those gang vocals as silly as they felt in the moment and make them work with the song.
And which song did that?
Let It Shine.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. But we got pretty loopy and goofy at the end. I think at hour 12, Kaylin was playing a mini piano, and I was... Yeah. Moving some bobbleheads, and we were just off the rails at that point. Yeah,
and this
was really cool. Like, there's a slide in it.
Yeah, curly slide.
Yeah, there's like a tube slide that goes from the second floor to the first floor, and it's full of all kinds of just like quirky artifacts from the late 70s and early 80s, and it just feels very like old school, and it's huge.
Yeah,
it's like a giant warehouse.
So you were already kind of in a playful mood from having explored Nashville for a few days.
Yeah.
And then you get into this place and then after 12 hours, it sounds like.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was playtime.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, we have time for one more tune and I'm just going to do the ID here because it's 3:00. This is KUMD Duluth Public Radio, and we're going to just break into the World Cafe for just a few minutes here to play one more tune. What do you want to wrap up with here?
We're going to play Babies in the River. It's from our full-length release last year, Wildflowers and Tumbleweeds.
Woke up today, different from another. Same busy pace. Time to call my mother. Wonder what she said. Talk about the weather. With her or not, we'd all get together. Babies in the river, one after another. Can't get them all. Grab your sisters and your brothers. Gonna need all the help we can get. Been here a day, has a slow day. Wonder what we do all day under the cover. Netflix and chill, show and then another. But there's babies in the river, one after another. Can't get them all. Grab your sisters and your brothers. Gonna need all the help we can get. Been here all day, has a slow down. Slowed down yet? No, babies in the river, one after another. Can't get them all. Grab your sisters and your brothers. Gonna need all the help we can get. Been here all day, hasn't slowed down yet.
That is Brianne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners live from Studio A, and that one from their previous album. Well, congratulations on the new EP.
Thank you, Christine.
It's called Salt in the Snow, and again, they are going to be performing that tonight, or performing songs from that, at Bent Paddle in Duluth, and show starts at 6:00,
yep.
And Steve Johnson doing a little opening set there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Emma Gilhausen, along with John Hino, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening. And we will get to the World Cafe in just a minute. First, I want to take a quick look at the weather. Cloudy, scattered snow showers today and a high around 18. And it is time for the World Cafe on KUMD, Duluth Public Radio.
Today's World Cafe is brought to you by the New Scenic Cafe, offering handcrafted menu items with organic ingredients on Scenic Highway 61, just north of Duluth, and online at newscenic.com.